say what they can't radio.
You can be anywhere in the world right now,
but you're here with us.
I am Renisa Rose.
Hey guys, it's your girl Amazing.
And welcome to the Personal Space Podcast.
We miss y'all. First of all, Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad. Prospero años y felicidad.
All of that.
I want to wish you a merry... I don't know, but happy holidays. It's back. Y'all missed us?
Y'all missed us. I missed y'all.
We did.
What you been doing? Home?
Life been whooping my ass, y'all.
Like, it got hands?
Feet, too.
Damn. Like, what kind of hands you talking?
Steel-toed construction boots from Walmart.
Damn, Walmart? That's wild. Walmart.
Yeah. In fact, yeah, it's been real. You know, it's been movement. It's been action.
Yeah, it's I can say action. That. It really has been, like, super action. Not a dull moment. These kids. These niggas. These jobs. All of that. It's been like constant motion. I'm happy to be back.
You know, we looked up one day and was like, yo, it's been a while. It's been a long time since we connected with y'all.
It's been like a year.
Yeah, and I
think time flies.
If we're going to come back, we're going to come back like this.
We coming back.
We want visuals. We want audio. We want lights, camera, action. You see this face card? You see that face
card? I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Mr. Chief.
We finna run it up. Nah, it's been cool. So how was your holiday season?
You know, it's lit. I mean, we still here. It's lit.
Well, you know how I feel about the holidays. Nothing has changed. Yo. It's been over a year and I still don't fuck with Christmas. However, I'm a little bit better about it, but I'm really more vocal about not overextending myself during this time of the year. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing really good with my boundaries. And people look at me like I'm crazy.
It's me. I'm people.
Listen, life happens. My kids love me. They understand who their mother is. They understand that this is not for me and I don't fuck with it. And they give me so much grace. I thank God for them little kids.
You know, I am the person that I fight her because I feel like you my ace. I want you at all the holiday functions with me. All of them.
Well, I don't have a problem functioning. The pre-pandemic, I worked corporate. So we were closed holidays, weekends, all of that. Post-pandemic, I decided to follow my dreams, mm-hmm. take my ass back into the city, and go back on property.
Right. And, you know, she's doing a phenomenal job.
It is a 24/7 operation.
I don't care about that.
And because I don't care about Christmas as much as I care about, like, Thanksgiving in the summertime, the whole summertime, I give my team a Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Like, I'm that boss. If you need Christmas, like, if you and your family got traditions for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, mm-hmm. count it. Go ahead and make your plans, because I'm going to come to work. The kids are with their dad anyways. They file a lot over there, and I love that for them.
But me, because I won't say I'm selfish, but I just love everyone that I love to be in the same room together for all the holidays, birthdays, Christmas. I'm talking about every holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Martin Luther King, President's Day, Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, Cinco de Mayo, all of them.
Catch me for the summer holiday.
Juneteenth, everything. I want everybody that I love to be in the same space together. And she just be like,
I just feel like it's never enough. Thanksgiving, I was supposed to lay in my bed and do nothing. I didn't have to be a mom. I didn't have to work. But guess what? I came to dinner.
She did.
I came to dinner. I foregoed my whack ass Hulu African movie. They were so good though. I was invested. I was like three deep and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, this is so good. It was horrible acting, but the plot.
What about the one that had what's her name? Vivica Fox.
The one that blew it. No, it was Lisa Ray.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
I don't know. It was like it started off in Atlanta and then it ended up in Ghana, but mm-hmm. they blew their budget on Lisa Ray.
Damn.
And it was strange. It was about some girl that her friends was getting. I don't even know what it was called. I can't even recommend this movie to y'all. All I know is Lisa Ray was in it. Three black girls. One girl had quit her job because the man spent her bonus.
Damn.
The other girl was a lawyer. The other girl, she ain't really had no money. Like, she was sleeping with niggas because she thought they was rich. And they was playing her.
Yo.
They go to Ghana.
That has to be by far the worst. If you think that you caught a lick, like you met somebody that got some bread, and now you knee deep in the game and it ain't got no bread.
She met him at the bar. He bought her a drink.
Damn, that's
he takes her out to dinner and like rents out the restaurant and says, "Oh, I left my credit card at home."
Not the package.
Then she still goes home with him and sleeps with him and was like, "Can I get my money?" His homeboy walks in and was like, "Why are you here?" It wasn't even his house.
Damn it, man.
First of all, let me tell you something. I would have been like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna pay." And I'm like, "Excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick." And I would have been gone.
No, for real. I couldn't even imagine that happening to me.
I don't think that has ever happened to me.
Me either.
I don't think I've ever been in a situation where somebody tried to stick me with the bill. That was, first of all, I've never, they know I could pay for myself. I'm just never going to pay for you. Like, if it came down to that and you, your card declining, I'm still not paying for you. He stole. Call the cops.
Call the cops because he stole.
First date, I'm taking my own car. I'm really big on that. First dates, I'll meet you there.
No, it's true. I will meet you there. I mean, I haven't been on a first date in a while, but first
date. I've been on plenty of them this year. They've been really fun. I've had a year. I've changed my relationship, my relationship goals to new goal. I'm outside.
Okay. Okay. I feel like I've been outside. I got a question. Why breakups take so long?
Just yours.
Yo, I went through the
amicable.
I went through the longest breakup of the fucking century. You know, I do want to be amicable because I don't hate you. It just didn't work out. And being amicable don't always work all the time. Michelle Obama said, "When they go low, we go high."
I roll in the mud.
So, you know,
I've also never, I think outside of like the kid's dad and like another boyfriend, I don't think I've ever been with somebody as long as you were in your relationship. Mm-hmm. So perhaps I can't foresee why the breakup would take that long because I've never been in that situation. So I don't know. 5+ years, I could see why. You know, it's like y'all kind of got a life together. Mm. And that's unfortunate. I guess so.
It is really unfortunate, but you know.
We outside.
All you need to know was that I'm outside.
Not too far outside.
She's
holding my hand as I play in the street.
That's it.
That's in case if the car comes, she gonna pull me
I'm
back.
I'm gonna pull her back. Wait, how'd that Fab song go? But somebody
really,
gonna be
I'm
mad.
I'm not really playing in the street.
If they hear me
I
say,
love all
I'm
my
singing.
Boyfriends.
All right, y'all. So we gonna do a year in review. So since we hadn't spoken to y'all in a long time, we decided we were going to do a 2023 wrap up.
Yes.
So we gonna go month by month and, you know, talk about what the fuck's been going on.
You know, in preparing this list, it was like, damn, that happened this year. That happened this year.
Yeah.
This year, Like, I can only remember what happened from July. Like, January to June is a blur. But it happened.
That shit happened. I mean, for me, the end of, we in 2023, right? Okay, so the end of 2022 was wild. Wild. It was just really wild. Me.
She had a rough 22.
I did. I had a really rough 22. I guess that's why, you know, we took a break without even knowing we was taking a break.
Sometimes you gotta honor your situation. Sometimes you don't want to put too much pressure on yourself and push it. Yeah, you want to follow your dreams, but you also gotta respect and honor what you're going through.
No,
and
it's
not
true.
Put too much on your plate.
It's very true. And you have to, I am notorious for something major happening, I get through it and I just move on as if it never even fucking happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I just like, all right, it has happened. I feel for the moment and then I just move on. But I decided that was like a major contribution to my anxiety, like major, like panic attacks, all of that shit. And, you know, since I decided that, okay, I'm going through this, I'm gonna go through it, I'm gonna feel through it, I'm not going to allow it to take over me.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to sit in it, but I'm going to feel and I'm going to move through. And that shit really fucking works, man.
I just cry.
And I don't cry often.
Oh, I will cry. I don't care.
It's true.
I'll be mad as hell. I will cuss you out and cry.
She going
to
cry.
Don't let these tears mistake you that I'm some punk bitch. I'm not. I will cry because I need to. You about to explode. Like, it's like boiling. The crying is literally, I just need to release this shit so I can think clearly. I will cry. Crying is good for me. I will cry. I love it. I will cry. Boo.
When was the last time you cried?
2 days ago.
You think about it.
It was so fucked up. I got into work. It was like, I'm a planner. When it comes to certain aspects, like, I wing it for majority of my life, but when it comes to business and work mm-hmm. and my life and my schedule, I plan, especially with work, especially with how volatile my life is and mm-hmm. how volatile my schedule is. I plan. I do not like when people don't keep it a stack with me. For y'all that don't know, I'm a director. And I love my team. I feel like they all come from different walks of life or whatever, and I won't get too much into that. Keep it a stack with me so I can plan my life. Now, when your life starts to get with my life and you don't want to talk to mm-hmm. me, it kind of messes up my plan.
Right.
Disruptions in my plan. I'm a creature unbeknownst to a lot of people. I am a weird creature of habit. I have a routine. It is very loosely based, but it flows. Like, right. And if you know me, you know my life is an unorganized structure.
Yeah.
When you disrupt my plan, you throw me off. Mm-hmm. I think that morning I woke up, water was coming through the walls of my basement.
Oh, yes, because it rained here something so disgusting. I was watching the news this morning. People still in boats.
There was a house on fire that they couldn't even get to because it was in Passaic, and there was ponding all around the house. So the fire truck could not get to this.
Damn it, man.
So imagine your house up in flames, and it's like they could probably have saved your house, but mm-hmm. because they can't get to your house, man, I'd have been in that river splashing water on my shit like,
with buckets.
Come on. Everybody, come on.
Everybody grab a bucket.
I'd grab dirt. I'd have been in that Passaic River. Man, I'd have got my garden hose. I don't know. I would have been trying. Fuck evacuation. This is my crib.
Nah, it's true. Yeah, it rains.
These are my memories. People lost their Christmas gifts. Like, you know, it's Christmas time. And the crazy part with New Jersey, a lot of the flooding didn't happen until after the storm.
Yes. It's because, I don't know.
The river swells. Yes. Shit like that. Every river swells. Roads is closed. I said.
Yeah. I mean, because it rained. So it rained Sunday. So it rained like a drizzled Sunday, like mm-hmm. throughout the day. I mean, you know, throughout the day, it was like raining on and off. Sunday night, though?
Yeah. No, it was bad. And, you know,
it was like a torrential downpour, and it was really bad.
I don't like that for us. And I just, God, if you want to come back, say that.
But he said he wasn't going to come back. He wasn't going to flood us no more.
See me out there like Bruce Almighty.
Yo, I just watched that movie recently.
I was about to watch it on Sunday.
That shit is crazy. Yo, I love Jim Carrey. Bruce Almighty is wild.
Was it Jim Carrey? Or was it the guy from The Office?
That's Evan Almighty. Yeah, that's like...
It's two of them?
Yes.
I meant Evan Almighty. I like that guy from The Office. Okay. I liked his version.
That's Steve Carell.
That's his name?
Yeah.
I call him the guy from The Office.
Oh, my God. He's so much more than just The Office. Have you ever seen the movie with him and Tina Fey? Date Night?
The guy from The Office.
That shit is so funny. They live like a regular structured life. They have like planned sex, and they wanted to go into the... They live in New Jersey. They wanted to go into the city for a date night, and it was like this popping up and coming restaurant, and they like didn't have a reservation. And so I forget whose name, and they called for the person like 2-3 times, and they were like, it's us. And the person didn't show up because there was people after him. So maybe he pulled up. I want to say like they pulled up. He pulled
up. Static, and he kept it
moving. And so it was a disaster. That shit funny as hell.
It don't pay to do fraud. I'm going to watch it. I'm putting it on my list.
No, that shit funny. All right. So the 2023 wrap up. Okay, I'm going to start.
Go ahead.
All right. So my January was a spillage from December. So I got into a really bad car accident in December. It was horrible. It was the worst. So it was recovery from the accident. It was a fucking mess. And I cut my hair into a bob. And the bob was fucking bobbing.
It was like Edna.
It was like, you know.
Incredibles.
That shit was everything. I'm going to post a picture so y'all can see it. Because I look back and I'll be like, damn, I'm going to cut my hair again. But I can say that. From the first time I cut it, every time I cut it, after that, it don't give me the same effect. It's still really cute, but you know what they say about a woman that cut her hair, her life about to change? Man, that should change.
I need to let it grow back so I can cut it again. I'm going to change my life, y'all.
Remember you had finger waves last year. Was that last year?
Yeah, I had finger waves last year. No, it was 22. I was 22. That's when my sister got me.
That was last year.
Girl, I don't know where the fuck we at.
We in the end of 2023. So last year, 2022, she had finger waves. It was lit. It was the struggle.
They might come back, though. I don't know. It's the perm I can't get around. It's a lot of work. They try. y'all really want to charge me $90 to slap a perm on 2 inches of hair and sit me underneath a dryer and not even put no heat to it? Fuck y'all.
Respectfully.
Disrespectfully.
Because I respect y'all craft. You know, it's a lot of work. They stand on their feet.
You don't even use a whole cup of perm. You get to save my perm and put it on the next person.
No, that's true.
And you're not even really, you putting some mousse on my hair, sitting me underneath the dryer. Fuck y'all. Like I said.
No. Because then they got to get the, finger waves, you got to like, it's like the flick of the wrist. It's like getting good curls. It's literally the flick of the wrist. Now, I done seen some finger waves.
I could have had better.
And then there's that.
No disrespect, no shade. I was new to the game, but I would never do it again. And y'all really, I'm going to play in my own hair.
What's your January?
Oh, my January. Okay, so, you know, my mother live in Texas. And, you know, this is why I don't like the holidays, because people be crazy. And then weird shit happens. January is always so glim and eerie for me.
Because it's really dark. Yeah. It's dark. It's cold. It's nothing happening. No. It's cold. I'm the palest in January.
I had a tear last year. I went to St. Lucia. In Thanksgiving time, so I was still coming off of that. My mom got released from the hospital. Thank God. Backstory on that. She went out to St. Croix, was eating all type of fruit and vegetation, and I think that she had caught a bug, but it, like, did something to her internals because it was like, high this, low that, low this. We didn't know what was happening. I just thank God for Jesus because I love my old lady. I love her. We are so much alike that we got that thing that mother daughters have. But she's
why
dope.
Is the mother-daughter relationship so hard?
Because we living out their wildest dreams and that's they're trying true. To figure, like, it's not jealousy. It's just like, dang, I should have probably did that. But I didn't do that when I was your age. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, I just see my mother as a woman, a mother of four kids, a single mother of four kids, trying to live a life that she was indoctrinated to live. You know, we was raised in a church. We were told you're supposed to do certain things. And mm-hmm. she tried to follow that. And I think it's hard to think that, you know, you follow all these rules and things don't happen how it's supposed to happen. It's like betrayal a little bit.
No, that's true.
That's why I'd be like, I'm going to snooze on Sunday morning. Somebody can pick my kids up and take them teach them about the Lord. But, I love her. I feel like she's coming into her own. And I feel like it doesn't matter when it happens.
Right.
As long as it happens.
As long as it happens.
Exactly. Okay. Let's go to February.
All right.
We could talk all day. It's been a long time. We got a lot to say. We're going to keep this more consistent. More on that later.
So February, we went on a mom trip. That's all I got.
I took her to get her driver's license, y'all.
So let me tell y'all.
I got the pictures and everything.
Before my accident, all of that, like, I would never drive. Like, it gives me anxiety, right? So I wouldn't drive. My license was expired. I didn't even know it was expired. Child, I had to. Remember that episode of Martin? You got to start from scratch.
When I tell you, first of all, New Jersey, DMV, y'all blaming a lot of shit on COVID, but this is not right. So you mean to tell me I'm going to take my test in one place and I got to go back to another place to get my license? What happened to you? It's a one-stop shop. Permit, test, license in the same place. What is this?
It was a mess.
We could even go get up the Ross down there. I wanted to go to DD's.
Oh, yeah. We wanted to go to DD's and Ross because they was in the same parking lot. Now, growing up in California, DD's and Ross was in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. I'm talking about 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003. I don't think I've been since, like, not Ross, but Dee's.
I wanted to go to Dee's because I knew I was going to find some fire items for my children. But that was my February.
All right. What's next? March. Y'all.
It's my birthday month, y'all.
It was Adash's birthday. Yo, we went to go see the Teyana Taylor movie. She did a phenomenal job.
The script did not do. It was so. What happened? Anybody that watched that movie, please leave a comment and let us know what you thought about it, because we left more confused than we were. It was a lot happening.
You know,
the
preview, like the trailer, was the entire movie.
Hey,
okay. It was the entire movie. Yeah. You know what I've learned? So I like Lena Waithe, right? But I feel
she wrote that movie.
She did. I don't know what part she played. Maybe she wrote it. I don't know. Mm-mm. I feel like it'd be a lot of like struggle Like, there's no, like, I feel like we already, you know, as Black people, it's already a lot of struggle just because this is just the hand that we were dealt, right? So it's like, you know, we've created better lives for ourselves and all of those things. But I feel like when it comes to, like, movies and shit, give us a happily ever after.
Finding out that Tiana stole that boy off the corner. Anyways, what happened to me in March? Y'all, I just want y'all to know I'm a real adult. And can't nobody fuck with me. I'm a real ass adult. I grew up in March of 2023. I bought tires from the dealership.
Oof.
I didn't even go to the Spanish tire shops and get, like, you know, I didn't even order my tires off Walmart and had them install it. I got my tires from the dealership. I got a balance and a rotation. And I don't care what nobody says. Come see me.
That's real. That's grown. You know, if I buy tires, I always go not to the dealership, but I go to like the tire shop.
Mavis, I was at Toyota, Dayton Toyota.
Okay.
He said, "Ma'am," I said, "Throw it in the bag."
Balling.
He said, "Your tire ride." It's nothing. It's tax season. I got a bonus. What's
she
up?
Said, "Balling." Swish, it was nothing but net.
My tires ride so good. Let me tell y'all, I even got my wiper blades at the dealership. And when I tell y'all I'm never getting them wiper blades from Costco again, them shits from the dealership, it don't even be raining and I put it on, it be like, you can't even hear it. You see that silence? It's just like that.
Oh my God, you are so ridiculous. So ridiculous. I also decided in March I wasn't going to have no lashes. I ain't doing that again. I'm not doing that. That was very detrimental. I looked at selfies of myself and it was just like, are you sick? That's what it looked like. It looked like I was sick.
You know, I got my lashes done for the first time around the same time she got her lashes done for the first time. I let them shits fall right out because I just knew that was a habit I could not maintain. A little mascara for me, please. Because you really got to keep it up. Like,
no, it's true.
You really become... Like, it's like getting your nails done. You take them nails off, your nails are brittle, you be like, throw them shits back on. Mm-hmm. Never mind. But please acrylic me or whatever powder, whatever you use, you're going to throw. The moment your nails start to feel all weak, you're going to throw it back on. Same thing with your lashes. You get it done enough. They not, your regular lashes, they'll grow back. It takes time.
It take too fucking long. Too long. And I looked sick and I wasn't fucking with it.
Yeah, I took a left down that road.
I went right. It was like, skirt. And it was like, I can't ever go back.
Cause then they want you to come every 2 weeks.
My lash lady just got into a car accident. And yes. I just, you know, luckily everybody in the shop, they good. But, you know, shout out to Sunny.
Get better, Sunny. April. April had a lot happening. We took these kids to Philly for spring break. We were in a gayborhood. Don't come for me. It's really a place in Philadelphia.
We thought it was, when we Googled it,
I thought they was being disrespectful.
I thought it was slander.
We were in the middle of the gayborhood. You know, like, people get to leaving reviews. And then we get there, and I whispered to the front desk agent, because, you know, he was of the community. And I said, why y'all let them call it the gayborhood? He said, look around. You don't see the flags on all the street signs? It's like, this is the gayborhood. And it was lit though. If we didn't have them kids, they had a bar right behind our hotel.
Oh, we was going to have a good time.
That was popping.
Listen, I was standing at the window looking like, dang, they having fun over there.
Like, leave them sleep. We can leave them in the room and like put tape on the door, make sure they don't leave. You know?
But they had fun. We went to the Philly, we went to the zoo. What else did we do? We took them sightseeing.
Yeah.
You know, Liberty Bell, all of that shit.
I wasn't going to do shit with these kids for spring break. I ain't going to hold you. Like, let me tell you, if I knew my life would have took a turn for what it took for when we signed up for track at the end of the month,
listen,
we wouldn't have went nowhere. I would have took that weekend to myself, but
no, it's true. Oh, yeah, because the kids, we signed the kids up to run track, and it took over our whole life.
Yeah,
we went to church for Easter as a family.
We really did. Not going this year. I was so sleepy. I feel like we went out the night before.
What did we do the night before?
I don't know, but I remember I was tired. And I got there late. I got there first. And she always late. I don't understand that.
I get to work on time.
Oh, we had our Boozy Bee in April, too.
We did. Was Boozy Bee the same weekend as Easter?
No. You know, I made bad choices in 2023.
Chow cheese.
April was the start of one of them bad choices, and I enjoyed every minute of it. It was a good time. The Boozy Bee was fun.
The Boozy Bee was a lot of fun.
Shout out to the Daily Wrap Up crew because they showed it. They show love. They pulled up from Brooklyn and they came. And they said, you know, they came to, it was fun. You know, we test your knowledge at the Boozy Bee. People underestimate it.
It's lit. We have a really, spaghetti really, really good time.
After liquor is real hard. Okay? Conscience after liquor is really hard. It's an onomatopoeia.
You know, conscience before the liquor, you got to really sit and think about
it's
it.
It's conscience.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. It is conscience. Mm-hmm. And what else?
It's bourbon.
Champagne. Champagne be whooping y'all ass.
Nah, it's got a lot of people in the chokehold. You know, just to listen.
Wait, what's his name? The rapper from Miami, the young one.
He was Kodak Black?
Yeah, he said champagne. Not for nothing. That is always how I pronounce it in my head because that is
that's
exactly
how, you spell it.
How it's spelled.
Charcuterie.
Oh, yeah, that was whooping ass.
Charcuterie boy. Oh, Lord.
It tore y'all up.
It really did.
You know, I spell really well, but I'm just so happy that I am not a contestant.
Well, you got to add alcohol to the mix, too. And then we have been there kicking in. So you're not really focused. It's not like we are killing the bee and shit. Like,
no, it's true.
You know, we're not giving you definitions either. You better just know how to spell the word.
I think we gave a definition for one, but it was like funny style. Like, when I'm at the spelling bee, they ask me to spell charcuterie.
Well, we had a good time at the bee.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. Let's see, May.
Oh, my bonus brother, Jasmere, Uncle Jasmere, he graduated from college.
He
and
did.
If y'all know me, y'all know I love him. You know, God bless me with two bonus brothers, and I love them dearly. I love all my brothers because I always wanted to have only brothers and not have all the sisters I have. I love my sisters. No disrespect. I love them girls. Hey, y'all. But my bonus brother graduated from college. And if y'all knew his story and knew what he was up against his entire life, you would be as happy as I was. And I just see him that day and, like, he did it, bro. Like, he been about his business since he been about his business.
No, that's right.
And he stayed in his bag. I remember when Juju turned one, he used to work at Sky Zone. My man booked my baby whole party for half off. He been about his business.
It was lit. Juju been jumping ever since.
Juju started jumping at 11 months.
He never stopped. Okay, let's see. May. Y'all, we went skating. I took the illest spill. It was so bad. Okay, so here's what happened. I felt like my skates were too small. Like, they felt like too tight.
Mm-hmm.
So I took them back and got a bigger size.
Mm-hmm.
Child, I should have never got the bigger size. Even though the bigger size fit better, man, I went to go crisscross the turn, and I turned, but the skates kept going straight.
Listen, that lady, I think she startled y'all. It was like, don't do that. And then you fell. Everybody fell. I didn't fall. Did I fall? No, bitch, I fell. I didn't fell that time, but I fell.
That fall
because I was hurt the next day. That shit hurt.
No, that fall was a really hard fall. We went to the Rick Ross concert, but Rick Ross was not there. Remember, it was Young Jeezy. T.I. performed his entire catalog.
Cameron was there. We missed Remy because we was late.
Cam was there?
Cam was there. He did Touch It or Not without Wayne's part. I am so tired of y'all playing that song without. We went to the club in January of this year, and they played Touch It or Not and skipped to the next song when Wayne's part was about to come on. If y'all don't play Wayne's part, don't play the song.
No, it's true.
Because if I can't hear I Get Head in the Strangest Places.
Two at the same time, call them Changing Faces.
Because I tell these niggas, we ain't changing places.
Now stand back and catch my amazing graces.
Y'all better taste it. Savor it.
Vanilla ice cream. She said, ooh, ooh my favorite. That's our shit. I'm sure y'all seen a video of us lit in the car or wherever we may be rapping that shit like word for word. You know, as a millennial, it's, you know,
listen, I grew up when Cam used to be driving through New York with that pink Expedition.
No, it was a Range Rover.
Whatever pink car he had.
It was
dip
pink.
Set, dip set. Listen, Jewel's dip set, 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 set. Yeah, we did the Rick Ross concert. We were supposed to go there for my birthday. It was like the Legends of the Streets tour.
Oh,
and
that's the name.
That's when the Nets decided to play well and get into the playoffs. So they pushed the concert back. And I was so mad because why did I choose New York? I chose New York because I wanted to go meet some Mr. Niggas afterwards.
No, that's not why. We chose New York because it was on a Saturday.
Yes.
Because we could have went in Jersey when everybody else
Center.
Went around the corner.
Yes.
And we could have went, but it was on a Friday.
Yes.
And that's why we chose to go to The Barclay is just ridiculous. I don't like how we get treated. Anyway. They stop selling liquor at 10 o'clock.
That's why I bring my weed. What else happened in May? What you got for May?
That's it. Oh, Mother's Day. I am a mother.
Oh, yeah.
Mother's Day was lit.
You know, I got asked a really strange question this year on Mother's Day. I'm not going to repeat it. I gave it up to God because I don't even know why I would be asked a question like that.
Okay.
God fix it.
We gave it up to God. That was it. Mother's Day is always, you know.
What I do for Mother's
Day? I never wanted to be a mom. I never wanted to have kids. But having my son, it's like gave me a new, like you.
I'm happy I wasn't a teen mom because I really just thought I was going to have one to like carry on my legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. But I didn't really factor in who was going to raise it.
Okay.
So here I am with two. I love it here. I really got.
You know, we say fuck these kids. We don't.
They don't even be offended no more.
They really don't.
Mm-mm.
They really don't. You know, what I love the most about our kids, they are so happy. Like, they are probably some of the happiest kids I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They are just so happy.
They gonna act sad and dramatic because I'm their mom, but. And their dad is their dad. But all in all, they know they got a good life.
Yeah.
And they appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I think just because it's my money, it's not yours. I'm that mom. But they are really like low maintenance mm-hmm. children. And I love that for me because I knew really young that it was going to be hard for me to introduce them to a lifestyle I couldn't maintain.
Right.
What I can guarantee is travel because I don't want to be here either.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, let's see. We'll see.
So Kingston, child, he is not. He's low maintenance, but he requires. But I guess that's also because I'm his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So he expects nothing but the finest of the finest from me, from his dad. You know this. What they got going on? It's cool. Y'all put my son out. He live with his dad now. That's a whole other thing. I forgot to put that in there.
Oh yeah, I forgot what month you put him out because. Juju was very concerned if you kicked his cousin out, but Eva said, good. Like
Eva said, Auntie Nisa finally got some freedom.
Eva cracked up laughing. I said, damn, it's really a tough crowd. All right, let's move into June. June was really action-packed for me because I messed up. Players mess up, too. I signed these kids up for track and decided to take them to every track meet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that, y'all. Skip the ones that you don't really need to get to.
We went to every single track meet.
Yes.
Every single
you
one.
You didn't go to Chester. I was in Chester.
The only reason why I didn't go to Chester is because it was the same day as my family reunion.
But I was in Chester. I was at Chester. And Chester was a weird place. We were staying right down the street from the jail. Chester, PA, y'all. They got a Pizzeria Uno's, though. I appreciate y'all for that. Shout out to Chester, PA for the Pizzeria Uno's.
Track had us all over
ripping
New
and running and running and ripping. Track made it hard for me to go to work on Monday because we were there all Sunday. And
from like 7 o'clock in the morning.
In New Brunswick, y'all better get it together this year.
No, y'all have to because why y'all act like that? Because
when we went up north, it's the way. Yeah, when we went up north, we was done by 1 o'clock.
It's true. It is very true.
I don't want to say who we were with up north, but you get the gist.
Okay.
I booked myself a trip. Me and my bestie, shout out to No IG Lisa, we take a bestie cake because we going to keep our kids together. So we booked our trip around my god baby's birthday. And we had to go to Ohio. Like, the way it worked is I had to land and then the next day we had to go to Ohio. I missed the Jasmine Sullivan concert, everything. I was so mad.
Man.
This year, more concerts. I'm going to just go. City Winery got a good lineup this year. I think I'm going to get a membership. They got a good lineup.
Yes, Jasmine Sullivan was lit.
I missed it.
She was so lit. You know, I love, whenever Jasmine Sullivan is in the area, I always see her.
Mad.
She is phenomenal. I've been seeing Jasmine Sullivan since she was in the places, like, general admission only, like, no seating, all of that.
Cause y'all niggas be making a set.
That's it. We starting to feel like y'all don't care cause y'all be fucking taking us there. So in June, I got Cutwaters.
Oh yes.
Y'all ever had a Cutwater?
Let me tell y'all, Cutwaters.
It make you cuss.
I got introduced to Cutwaters by someone. And shout out to you for that, because I thank you. Let me tell you something. Two of them things, you down on your ass.
You know, and if you drink three, that's speed.
It's a party. It's a party. You know, you just gotta like.
One, two is a party. No, one is like, one will get you going.
One hit the blunt, you good for the night.
Yeah.
Give me one margarita. Give me two margaritas. Three, it gets to the tail end of that song.
No, it's true. We went, so one weekend, me, Dash, and our homegirl Malika, shout out to Leek, we decided, like, we was like, yo, what y'all doing? Let's go out.
Oh, I ain't had a kid.
We didn't
remember. They daddy took him down south.
Chill.
And yo, okay, they dad gets them all the time, but it's like during the week, so like, I gotta work, so it's not the same.
Yeah,
I'm kid free Monday through Thursday, which I'm not complaining because I cannot deal with both of my kids on the same day.
What?
If you run a department, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, got it.
So he hit me up and was like, June 2nd. That was a weekend, June 2nd. I will never forget. He said, I'm taking the kids. Man, I had they bags packed. I had bought them new sneakers. I got them
she
new
packed
outfits.
Them snacks and everything.
My man, when I tell y'all, I had every, they had their little scoots. They didn't even wear half the outfits. You know, I'm extra. They real low. Like, they just be chilling.
Mm-hmm.
He got them kids early. I said, this is real. This is
happening. Oh, we outside.
Man, we went hiking.
Yes. No.
We went to Mike. Listen. We spent five. You see this?
Cinco.
And that's because we split some wings down the middle. And it was $10. We went to Mike's in Linden.
On Friday. We went to Mike's.
On a Friday. And when I tell you, we was in love. Like, they was in love with us. And we was in love with them. And we, you know, I love being the youngest girls in the club with some older men because they think they still got it. And I'm going to let you feel like you still got it. Because
you got it.
My purpose is to make you feel like your existence is important because I don't know what that's going to do for your life. But I know for that night, it's going to make sure I don't spend no money.
We had a phenomenal time. So that was Friday. Saturday, we took our talents to Signatures and Union.
She got robbed.
Y'all, let me tell you about you raggedy bitches.
I'm gonna text that man with the dreads that I met that night. Hold on.
Okay. Let me tell you about y'all raggedy bitches. So, I don't know. It's me. It's my fault. My bag was on the table, but it was closed.
They robbed her.
I have $40. $40 sitting right there. And I didn't, yo, the bitches. They left me change.
They brought her the change, y'all. They said, here, keep the change. Buy yourself something nice.
It was $10. And I know, because we used our cards that night.
You know what I love?
Actually, I didn't even pay. You paid.
Yes, it's true. Y'all zelled me. They robbed my friend.
I looked at my bag. I said, where the fuck is my $40? We got out the car. Now, Malika...
Let me tell you something about our friend Malika. Her intuition is always on it.
It's spot on.
And sometimes I don't give her enough credit because I'm telling you, I think back on our friendship and like us coming up through our 20s and shit, whenever she has caught a bad vibe.
The vibe be
y'all
bad.
Y'all better follow that fucking, listen, I learned and you know, I can appreciate her and I appreciate that about her. Her intuition is really spot on. And you know how sometimes you like brush it off like, nah, I'm tripping. Nah, she don't brush that shit off. She mean that shit. Something ain't right. I don't fuck with these hoes. And it be that. And we be like, nah, calm down.
Yo.
And she be right.
She hopped out the car first. And I was like, Adasha hopped out next. This is how fucking drunk I was. I had my seatbelt on and everything. I was like, wait, I gotta take my seatbelt off.
It was such a cold, hot day, too. Because I think I had a hoodie on. I was sweating.
So we went back in the club. But them bitches was going. They had took
but she met a new boo that night, though.
You know.
No, she didn't. I'm lying. I'm not, but I am. Let's go to July. So in July, okay, so this is like June, July, but when we had went to Geneva, I got to shout out my baby girl, Eva, because on July 1st, she took home an All-American title in the long jump for 8 and under girls. And for this to be her first track season, my baby girl, I'm so proud of her. And at the end of July, around her birthday, because I told her I wasn't doing nothing for her birthday, it's not that I wasn't doing nothing. I told her family to buy, like, to pay for her gymnastics camp. Because this shit getting expensive, bro. Like, they really raping us. Sorry, not supposed to use that word.
I was about to say.
They really, no.
They hit you in the pockets. These sports, being a sport mom is just.
And then they charge you to get in to your kids' event. I done paid for these kids to be here. Where's the free admission with one parent? One paying kid per parent. Anywho, my baby girl, she got an All-American title. She plays 7th in the 100 and the 200. She's not a runner. She's just long. She's really long. And then she also qualified for the Junior Olympics, the USATF Junior Olympics. So at the end of July, we took our talents to Portland. And it was really weird there. But that was our first mother-daughter trip. And I really appreciated it. I got to connect with one of my homegirls from California. Mm-hmm. I ain't seen her in almost 20 years.
That's dope.
And my kid played with her kids. And we kicked it. We drank Hornitos on straight with water as a chaser. That's when I started drinking liquor straight and water as my chaser.
You know, it's Rihanna told us a long time we were supposed to be drinking vodka water.
Not seltzer. Like, literally a cup of water.
Water. No, water. Yeah. When I went to, where did I go? That music festival, yeah. We were drinking vodka waters. Because it's hot outside.
I didn't mix it. I just had a cup of ice water and I had my liquor and I was sipping it. She had a bowl of limes and we poured that shit up. She placed at the Junior Olympics. There were 60 kids competing. She placed 37th. I know she got in her head. It's really technical at the Junior Olympics. Like, you can't really coach them. And it's such a, like, a challenging age group. Like, I was seeing them parents. It was so fucked up. I'm happy I don't put this much pressure on my kids for sports. I do in academics, but sports, not really.
Oh, for sure. Sports is like, okay.
I'm happy you're here.
But them academics, people, them fucking grades. Oh, that's why my son lives with his
parent act up. Like, I was scared for that kid. The way he, like, he had something in his hand. He slammed that shit on the floor. And I was like, bro. And I get it, because it wasn't cheap to get there. Yeah. But it's like, if your kid is competing with my kid, that means they're 8 and under.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back up, baby.
Shit is wild. Yeah. All right.
What you got for July?
July, I mean, we went on a house music festival tour.
We did.
Because we just wanted to have free fun. Because Track took all of our money. All of it. So we wanted to have free fun. So we went to all the house music festivals.
Yeah. Oh, and then we ended the month at Jazzman's graduation party.
Yes.
That shit was lit.
So it was like a club, and the kids had a good time because we dressed them, you know, everybody like had club. To dress like they all was black. Going to the club in all black. So the kids was fresh. Of course, we look cute. But, you know, the kids had fun. They was on the dance floor. They like to go and buy themselves Shirley Temples. That's their shit. So that was fun. What you got for August? It was my mama's birthday in August.
Man, we took these kids to the Candy Factory. Let me tell y'all something about
Candytopia.
I didn't even want to go. These pop-ups in New York City got to stop. Y'all don't give us nothing for what we paying. But I'm going to still go because it's cute and it makes sense.
Cute pictures. I like pictures. I like to take them. I never post pictures, but
I feel like for mad all the money we spent, give me a little something. Candytopia was worth it because them kids got so much candy.
Yeah.
It was like, I could have got candy for Halloween that day.
No, it's true.
That taffy was good, too.
Oh, yeah. So it was me, Dash, my cousin Autumn, and my friend Destiny. That was just us four, right?
Yeah.
So, and our kids. So we each have one. Adasha has two.
Girl.
And those fucking kids.
Oh, my God.
We got put out of Candytopia at the end.
And, we got put the fuck out.
I was really happy that they made it to the end because they was cutting up all the way through. And I, you know.
It was just, honestly, when Caucasian kids do it, we don't say they cutting up.
No, I do.
We put our kids on a leash, and I let them cut a fool because
me too. They weren't
their
hurting.
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Their kids.
They carried on just like
they
children.
Us out.
They did put us out. The black lady came from the back, and she was going off. That's it. Get out. She went off on the staff because we told them to stop flipping. They ain't listen. But Eva and Emyrie, they're in gymnastics. King got a trampoline, so all he do is flip.
And Juju been flipping.
Been flipping and jumping, and Joe fit right in. And we sat right there, and I told them to stop, but they ain't listen.
It was such a good day. So we went to the liquor store, got us some cut waters. I walked to Starbucks. I got us some ice cups. The kids needed water, but I only got one ice cup of water.
We were walking to go eat.
Yes, we were walking to the Yard House.
But we needed to look. I mean, because they stressed us out. We wanted a little cocktail.
We put a shot of tequila in that. That
only you was, did that. Only
Autumn
you.
Autumn did too. Autumn had Fireball.
Oh, wow. Or was it?
All I know is I was in that liquor store and them kids was banging on the window.
They were at the window like this.
I wanted to
heckle my kid. Mom, bring me a water. What's the water?
Evian or... Essential?
Not the, it's like the Evian.
The Prime?
No, it's a water, like a Evian, but.
Fiji.
Bring me a Fiji water, Mom. Mom, I need a Fiji water. Shut the fuck up. I'm gonna
take this purified.
So, yeah, we got put out, but we had a good time. We had a really good time. September.
Oh, what happened? That's your birthday.
Rosé Day is always lit.
Man, they cut the lights off on us.
Yeah, they did.
We was kicking it. And then I went, okay, so you know, Auntie asked me to go to church the next day. I was hurting at that.
Because we got fucked up. I told my mom asked me to go to church the day after my party, and I said no.
I went because I had already said yeah, so I don't like this. I don't want to be a re-nigger. I don't want to be a re-nigger.
You stupid.
What else you got for September?
You are so stupid. Like, so ridiculous. So my birthday was lit. I had a finale. So my cousin Autumn, her birthday is the day after mine. So, you know, when it's not like our big years, we just celebrate together. So it was really cute. We had a really good time. Everybody got lit. And so our party was in one place. And then afterwards, everybody came back to my house to kick it in the yard.
Kids was jumping on the trampoline.
In the dark.
In the pitch dark. We was outside.
I turned the lights on in the yard, though. So it wasn't pitch black dark.
We had a good time.
We did. We had a really good time.
It was good. And it was, we have had such a mild fall. The weather was still good. It wasn't cold at all.
It wasn't freezing.
It was good. Ooh, October. Let me get into this, y'all. I went to the Kirk Franklin concert. I put my phone down for this. That shit, I'm sorry. Kurt Franklin. I want to curse. Kurt Franklin.
You don't want to curse. Man, I saw a picture of Kurt Franklin in that fucking peplum.
That was day one in Philly. When I seen that Kurt Franklin was going on a reunion tour with like Kurt Franklin and the family, this brought me back to silver and gold.
Nah, you stupid.
And like, GP, are you with me? Let me tell y'all something. I grew up in Southern California. I'm born in Jersey, but I grew up in Southern California. And I went to a Christian school my first couple of years out there. It was like our family church in San Diego. We had a school dance one night at one of the rec centers up the street close to like Fan Bam.
Oh my God.
Can I tell y'all, we was grinding so hard to Revolution.
I knew you was going to say that. I knew she was about to say they was popping pussy to fucking Kirk Franklin. Come on. Listen.
They put on,
Not do you want a revolution.
Do you want a revolution? Woo, woo.
Shaking ass.
Let me tell y'all something.
Kirk Franklin has never made me want to shake ass.
Because we didn't, that was our secular. Like, we was at a church school. We was at a Christian school. St. Stephen's Christian School was their name.
Okay, and what else?
So, the Kurt Franklin concert was lit. It was him, David Mann, Tamla Mann. So, when she said, take me to the king, I was like, woo. Ty Tribbett and Israel Houghton. He got a few songs. I didn't really know him like that.
Tribbett?
No, Israel Houghton. Okay. I know Ty Tribbett. Okay. I like, he got that. I got the victory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had a lot of energy. He was like jumping off the stage.
He always does. Always. I saw him maybe
about 15 years ago. I know somebody on the spectrum when I seen one.
You stupid.
So it was a good concert. When I tell you the bar was open, I had me two double shots of
down to the gospel
tequila.
I'm not judging.
It sounds like judgment, but if the bar got to make money, these people came to work, and I just want to make sure I employ. So I bought me a shirt. From the concert, it says, this is your granddaddy. I had a good time. That is a high. When I tell y'all, I left that concert like.
What you do after the concert? Oh, another bad choice. Anyways, October, I started a new job. It's lit. King is now playing basketball. It's lit. We went to the pumpkin patch. It was the Reba McEntire pumpkin patch.
It was 90 degrees.
It was that so day. Fucking hot.
In October, 90 degrees.
And like, I'm talking late October.
Yeah.
Like close to Halloween. For Halloween, I was the Bougetto Barbie. Y'all know that's my shit. And I killed. So I'm back working in corporate and it is very not black. And
it's the microaggressions. Who's she gonna say them out?
You know,
you gotta get past your probation.
They don't give me a hard. They really don't give me a hard time. They don't give me a hard time because I don't look like you could play with me. I was obsessed. I still am. Diddy new album. Why did he come in like
so
that?
So come into my bedroom,
Jasmine Sullivan. You eight.
I send this to all my niggas.
She is so toxic. Jasmine Sullivan ate on that song, but the whole album was cool. It was you know, that the B side of it holds a very special place in my heart.
I love that song.
What else? Justin, that Justin Bieber song is my shit.
My son was singing Closer to God the other day. I said,
I mean, it was a really good album. I don't know why Diddy came. Look,
everything, he had a rough year. He had
everything
a rough
quarter. They said he did.
He did that shit.
He did that shit.
Allegedly. You ain't about to sue us. We ain't got it yet.
Not yet. Allegedly. Everything they said he did, allegedly, he did, allegedly.
Oh, yeah, because Cassie came out in November with that lawsuit.
Yeah, she did.
On Kim Porter's birthday. Was it her birthday or was the day she died?
I don't know.
It was the day she died. And then that psychic lady kind of freaked me out because she had said back in June that this was going to happen. And
that was wild.
Yeah, it was very a lot.
Oh. Y'all, November, I was sick the whole month. But I was outside. It wasn't COVID. It wasn't the flu. It was like, you know, I told y'all I work corporate again and it's not black, and so, you know, it's a lot of germs, and I was very sick for the entire month, but my insurance hadn't kicked in yet, so I was thugging it out with all the over-the-counter shit. But let me tell y'all something, I was outside because I celebrated Scorpio season hardcore as if it was my birthday. I love Scorpio season like I love Virgo season, and
had a good time.
So it's my sister's birthday, my aunt's birthday, my baby father's birthday, that's my dog, God Daddy's birthday. So my son's godfather. Shout out to God Daddy.
Shout out to God Daddy.
All my friends and their kids all call him God Daddy. It's very funny. But his birthday, I was like, I hung Scorpio season up after his birthday.
Yeah, they had me outside at the brunch.
I hung it up. It was like, we went to brunch at
2 o'clock.
What was the name of this place?
Little Tijuana.
Little Tijuana. We went to brunch. 2 o'clock. By 3 o'clock, we were all lit.
No, by 5, because remember, we did not start on time.
We went to the bar, though. We went to the bar and had hookah.
But we wasn't lit until I was...
Yo.
I was rushing home doing 85. I look back, I said, I have got to stop playing these games.
It was, we partied so hard.
Then we picked all the kids up and brought them back together, and it was like.
We partied really hard all day. By the time, I think I was home and in the bed by 9 o'clock.
Yeah, no, it was an early night.
It was,
we did start at 2. We worked the whole shift.
We did.
At the club.
At the club. We had, the food was good. They went outside to go smoke. Or they attempted.
I'm telling my business, but I smoked.
Not me. I sat at the table. I was eating.
My affinity for weed has grown. Now, I do like pre-rolls. I cannot smoke these backwoods. I need y'all to know that them backwoods is tobacco. And it really fuck with my asthma.
You know.
And y'all be broken. Now y'all doing the Bob Marley's, the hemp ones. That shit chokes me.
Give me a...
I'm about to get a pipe.
Oh, you know,
but I don't want to look crackish because it's like,
that's exactly what it looks like.
You know, I was in California.
I was gonna say, in high school, bitch, they were smoking out of apples, whatever they could get their hands on.
When I was in California, we would take the foil and I would take like an Expo marker or a highlighter and like roll it up.
This sounds like drugs,
of course. And then like you take it, you outline it with the pen,
crack.
And then you know, you tilt the side, you put your weed in a bowl, and then you like smoke it. I didn't realize what crackhead shit was. Until
that
I saw
was crackhead shit. But I've never.
It wasn't necessary. We were smoking. But one nigga, he went to the extreme and ripped the page out the Bible. And I said, you're going to hell. I did not hit that blunt.
No way. That's too far.
But, you know, so when I moved to New Jersey, I stopped smoking because I didn't know where to get weed from. Weed wasn't legal. And in California, my boyfriend at the time, he would give me my weed because I had a really bad high one time. I'll tell y'all about that later. It was really bad. This ground was raising and everything.
No, no.
And he loved me so much. He wanted to make sure my weed was good. That is love.
That is really love.
And I wasn't a smoker, so he would give me like a half an ounce a week, and I would just bust it down with my bestie.
Okay.
Because she was a smoker. So now that they got the dispensaries and I can walk in and I know that the weed is safe, I feel better smoking now because I know that I'm not going to have... Like, I still got PTSD. That bad high, like... Girl, my sister had to come get me from the transit center.
I feel like if you didn't have a bad trip with some weed, most like an edible, did you really? Are you living?
But an edible is different than like weed. Like, you know, edibles, like you did too much. Now you hallucinating. But I smoke, like, now I'm like, because you know, in California, everybody wants the strongest weed, so they start leasing that shit. So I'm thinking it got angel dust in it. Now I'm thinking it's
going to... It probably did.
And you know, I was an overachiever, so now I'm thinking they're going to drug test me. I'm not going to be able to go to college because I'm going to have some PCP in my system. Damn. I don't know. I went to the... And that caused me to hallucinate even more.
Damn, PCP, you know, we could talk about that at another day, because...
I went down a rabbit hole, but, you know, shout out to... my first boyfriend in California, who made sure I was safe with my weed.
Oh shit, he really had my back. All right, Thanksgiving was lit. We had Thanksgiving with the family. Mm-hmm. It was a fun time. We made a sangria.
That was good.
It was like apple cider sangria. Mm-hmm. December, we're here, y'all. My baby is 11. I'm like an OG mom out here. 11. He's 11.
You old as hell.
You know, I'm not old. He's old. Mm-hmm. I am aging gracefully.
Oh, we went to go see Beyonce on the 2nd.
Yes,
that shit was movie. So good.
You know,
I was in there like,
I feel really like. So I didn't go to the Renaissance tour, and only because I didn't really dig the album. So I was like, I don't really need to go to this. And then, like, once I started seeing it, I was like, fuck, I played myself. I really did play myself, and I feel like I should have went. But the movie was really good. I love Beyonce. I'm not like a part of the Beehive or nothing. Mm-hmm. But
no disrespect. Don't come for us. Y'all really like to tussle in comments and shit. And please don't.
I don't like that. Y'all gotta chill.
Y'all gotta stop. People are entitled to their opinion. You know, freedom of speech.
You know, any of the like the oof.
The high like the organizations, because you got the Navy, then the Barbs, and then what card you got?
Barty Gang. That's what they call it.
Okay, it's like, don't come for us. Like, please.
Because I fight. I'll beat all y'all bitches up.
I will call y'all African booty scratchers.
Remember that?
African booty scratchers. Don't play with me. Like, I don't have time for this
gosh.
Shit. I said what I said. No, it was a good movie. You know, I think people say, oh, the concert was better. I agree, the concert was better. However, I feel like the movie allowed her to compile all the concerts. So I feel like, yes. I was in Houston, LA. I feel like I was in New York. I feel like I was in England.
I was in Paris. I was everywhere.
I seen Diana Ross. I seen Kendrick. I seen Megan. I seen Blue every time. I seen Blue from the first fucked up dance to the last time when she did a really good job.
She ate that.
Yeah, good job. I was, you know, and I took some bomb ass pictures that night. I made a reel. I was like, y'all gotta see this.
You know,
I was cute. I had my glasses on all night.
I take a lot of pictures and I never post them. And when I just be sitting around, I just go back and look at the pictures. I be like, ooh, I look so cute right here.
I posted them because I was like, I need y'all to know I'm outside.
All you need to know is that she's outside. You know, Bryson Tiller, he really did his big one with that one.
Yeah,
it was like the soundtrack.
It's
like,
it's next to Don't. Don't.
It's true. I went to go see the Rockefeller tree at the Rockefeller Center. It was a time. we took the kids to the Turtle Bag Zoo.
I want to be excited every time I do something with these kids. And it was free.
They ruin it every time.
Excuse me.
These kids. They ruin it every time.
It wasn't just the kids. It was so many people there. In working with people, I don't like people. I don't know how to explain it to you, but it was
no,
so
it's true. I understand.
I would have paid $5 just for them to limit capacity. So, yeah, December was lit. And then we had pizza. That pizza was busted. I'm happy they had a bar.
Me too. We needed it. So, Christmas is in a couple days, and...
But y'all not gonna get this episode until, like, after Christmas, so...
Merry Christmas.
Probably Happy New Year.
Happy, Hanukkah passed already.
Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy all of that. And, you know, I just want y'all to know, we are happy to be back.
We have found a new home.
We did.
We say what they can't radio. It's dope. It's family. It's all love. We're so happy to be here.
It's black owned.
Rooting for everything black in 2024.
That's what Issa Rae say. Who are you rooting? I'm rooting for everybody that's black.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just really exciting. You know, when we set back on this journey to come back out, mm-hmm. and like revamp ourselves, there are a lot of things we wanted to do. Like, we want visuals. We want y'all to see us. Because to be honest, we funny. And we just wanted it to, like, be polished. We know that the podcast industry is saturated, so we can't just give y'all...
And so was the bread out, so...
Pretty much. But y'all love us, and we're happy to be back. And for those of y'all that have been rocking with us from day one, sorry we took a break, but we're back.
You know, life happens, but What Aaliyah say? You dust yourself off and try again?
Yeah. You know, every setback is a comeback or some whatever the people in the church say.
I never heard that in church.
Every major setback is a setup for a comeback, but I don't know.
Listen, something like that.
It's always darkest before the dawn. I don't know. I wish y'all want me. Y'all know what the hell I'm trying to say.
It's all the isms. All of them. Just combine them all together, stir them in a pot. That's it.
Pretty much. So this concludes our episode.
All right. Happy 2024. It's around the corner.
And
that's it.
Thank you for rocking with us.
We love y'all. Bye.